Chapter 12. Scrooge discovers the Christmas spirit. Scrooge goes to his counting house the next morning. It is a wonderful sunny winter day. He is early. He builds an enormous fire to warm the office. Then he waits for Bob Cratchit to arrive at the office. Scrooge wants Bob Cratchit to arrive late for work today. It is part of his plan. It is 9 o'clock, and Bob still isn't there. At 9:15, Bob isn't in the office. At 9:18, he arrives. He is out of breath from running. He takes off his hat and scarf. He stops when he sees the large fire. It is very warm in here today. How strange. He turns and sees his boss sitting by the fire.
"You are late,"
says Scrooge, pretending to be angry at Bob.
I'm sorry, sir. Yes, I am late,"
interrupts Bob, looking at his feet.
"You are late,"
says Scrooge again.
"Come here, please."
"Christmas only comes once a year, sir,"
Bob is saying, embarrassed.
"And I promise I'm not going to be late again. My family and I were all together for Christmas, you see."
"Now listen to me, Cratchit,"
interrupts Scrooge.
"I don't want you to come in late again. So do you know what I'm going to do?"
Bob stares at Scrooge, afraid. Is he going to fire him? Scrooge comes towards him and points his finger at him.
"I'm going to raise your salary."
"Raise my salary, sir?"
repeats Bob, incredulous.
"Exactly. Merry Christmas, Bob,"
says Scrooge, smiling.
"Sit down, dear boy. Sit down."
And he begins to explain this sudden change in himself.
"For many years I was an unhappy man. I wasn't kind to people. I wasn't kind to you, Bob. But now I am different. I am a new man. You are going to have many wonderful Christmases in the future, Bob Cratchit."
They sit together at Scrooge's desk. Scrooge's voice is gentle.
"I wasn't good to your family. I didn't have any of the Christmas spirit. Now I know it is important to be kind to people. I don't want to die a lonely old man who no one loves. I want people to remember me with kindness. You have a big, wonderful family. I want to know them all, particularly Tiny Tim. I know he is very ill. I want to help him to grow up strong and healthy. Bob, I'm going to make a promise to you now. I'm going to help your family in every way I can. Do you want me to do this? Do you want my help for Tiny Tim?"
"Oh, yes. Mr. Scrooge,"
says Bob with tears in his eyes.
"You are too kind, sir. If only my boy can get well again. Please come to my house, often."
Scrooge searches in his desk and takes some money from his cash box. He gives it to Bob.
"Take this for your family. Buy them some special presents this Christmas."
Bob shakes his boss's hand.
"You are a generous man, sir. I always knew you had a good heart. A very Merry Christmas to you, sir, and a Happy New Year."
And Scrooge remembers his promise to the Cratchit family. He goes to their house often and becomes a second father to Tiny Tim. He becomes a good friend and a fair, wise boss to Bob Cratchit. He is generous and kind to everyone he meets. The Christmas spirit has entered his heart and is now a part of him forever. He never sees the three ghosts again, or his friend Marley's ghost, but he knows how to celebrate Christmas now, and he does. May all of us keep Christmas in our hearts as Ebenezer Scrooge keeps it in his, and as Tiny Tim says,
"God bless us, everyone."